Hey there, you're listening to the Conservation Spotlight, a regular segment of Willamette Wake Up on KMUZ Community Radio, 88.5 and 100.7 FM, and streaming at KMUZ.org. This is where Marion and Polk Soil and Water Conservation Districts and OSU Small Farms Program shine a light on partnerships and programs that conserve our beautiful natural resources in the Willamette Valley. We are illuminating our collective mission on conserving soil, water, and natural resources for urban and agricultural audiences in the Willamette Valley. I am your host, Morgan Neal, Outreach Coordinator with the Polk Soil and Water Conservation District. Today, I'm talking with Winnie Kong and Katie Benedict. They work for the organization Friends of Trees, which is celebrating its 35th season and nearly 1 million trees and shrubs planted. Welcome to Conservation Spotlight, Winnie and Katie, and congratulations on that huge accomplishment.
Thank you.
Yeah, I learned about the Friends of Trees last year when Polk SWCD brought a group of volunteers out to Orchard Heights Park in West Salem. I was so impressed with the amount of volunteers that came out and the number of trees and shrubs that got into the ground that day, all in the pouring rain. And clearly you and the organization are making a huge impact in the Valley. So I'd like to dive in and find out how our listeners can support Friends of Trees. So some of our listeners may be unfamiliar with the organization. Can you tell us a bit about how the organization got started and how it's evolved into what it is today?
Absolutely. So Friends of Trees is today a community urban forestry nonprofit that brings people together to plant and care for trees and shrubs in the Pacific Northwest. Through the last 35 years, we planted almost 1 million trees and shrubs with the help of tens of thousands of volunteers. And we strive to create a welcoming and safe place for everyone to come together and enjoy the outdoors. We have two programs. My program is the Green Space Program, which works to enhance natural areas, to provide habitat for wildlife, and improve watershed health. Despite the name, Friends of Trees, the Green Space Program plants many more shrubs than trees, and we focus on planting native species to create resilient forest structure, provide shade to streams, and provide pollinator and wildlife habitat while creating a fun atmosphere for folks of all backgrounds to get their hands dirty and get to know each other through planting. And then we have the Neighborhood Trees Program, which is Winnie's program that plants street and yard trees at people's homes.
Yeah, thank you, Katie. So the Neighborhood Trees Program, we focus on planting trees at people's homes and also at public parks. So we do a combination of those. And I think it's just crazy how this organization just started with one person who wanted to see a change in their community. And from there, it just, you know, spread. And we like that. And so something about Friends of Trees is that we're not only just planting trees, we are also focused on the community aspect. So, you know, with volunteerism, you can really get out there and see your neighbors and, you know, see what this area has to bring. So that connection is super important to us. We're also dedicated to post-planting care. So caring for trees and plants after they're planted is equally as important as planting them in the first place, so that, you know, they thrive and survive for their full benefits. And then we are also committed to equality. So we focus our efforts in neighborhoods that need more trees and green spaces the most. And we also do knowledge sharing. So we have education and job training that are open to students of all ages. And we create the next generation of green leaders. And lastly, we do focus on community partnership. So local partners help to, you know, we all share this community together. And by being all community key partners, we can really grow.
Lovely. Thank you. Yeah. And the organization started in Portland. Is that right? Okay, so I'm super happy that you've expanded down the valley into the Salem area so we can get involved here locally. You touched on this a bit that Friends of Trees is obviously very focused on the trees, hence the name, but it's also very much about the people. And I appreciate that because I'm of the firm belief that conservation is for everyone, not just foresters or conservationists or people that have a lot of land. Can you expand on that a little bit and talk about the Friends of Trees approach to fostering relationships between the community and our environment?
Yeah, this organization really is about the people, providing access to the outdoors for everyone and making people feel empowered to enhance the natural areas within their own community. Our focus isn't necessarily to do the planting work, but to share that knowledge and provide others of all ages, abilities, races, genders, etc., with the tools and opportunities to work towards a better environment together. And there are a lot of different ways that we engage with different people, both within and outside of the planting season. One way is through youth education. In the Green Space program, particularly, we work with several different elementary and middle school classrooms, as well as alternative high school programs to provide hands-on planting experiences. We train the high school students as crew leaders to then teach the younger students, creating intergenerational learning opportunities and that next generation of environmental stewards. We also have an educator at Chenala Indian School in Salem who leads field-based learning with a group of students there, and they're also trained as crew leaders to help at planting events. We do intentional workforce development and job training through a variety of different internships like PGE, the Adult Urban Forestry Program, to connect interns, particularly those from more unique backgrounds and pathways into the environmental industry, to work opportunities and relevant field-based work experiences.
And to also add on to all that, beyond our planting programs, we also make sure that, our trees are taken care of and maintenance is involved. So we make sure to have a lot of resources online, as well as we have a summer inspector program where, we make sure the tree's thriving. And then on our online resources, there's things like why mulching is important or watering or pruning and, all these things that are crucial so that young trees thrive and survive and give provide their full benefits for decades to come.
Thanks, Winnie. Yeah, I'd love to learn more about the Neighborhood Trees program. Can you give us an overview of this particular program and the role that you have within it?
Yeah, definitely. So, the neighborhood tree specialist, that is my position slash title, and I'd focus mainly in the Salem area. And so, like mentioned earlier, we're a team that focuses on planting trees in properties, like private properties, as well as public parks. And so I organize the neighborhood trees events, and it also includes like outreach, communication with the city, making sure that trees are delivered, the holes are dug before the event starts. So that's a little bit of that. And then within the Neighborhood Trees program, we have something called the Summer Inspector Program. So again, it's just our monitoring program where we check up on the trees the summer after planting. And we check it twice during the summer, one in like the beginning, one near the end, just to make sure the trees are doing well. And if it unfortunately didn't survive, we will actually pull those trees. We'll remove it and have it replanted the next season free of charge. Or we offer a refund if maybe the homeowner moved or they don't end up wanting a tree anymore. But so, yeah, we have almost like a guarantee type of thing because we value trees. And sometimes there's stock issues when we get them from the nursery. It happens from time to time. And so we want to make sure that you're well equipped with these trees and the survival of them. And if something goes wrong, which can happen, that you still have this tree that you can have. So.
Lovely. And tell me three reasons why you love trees and what impact they have on the neighborhoods that you're planting in.
Yeah, so I guess my first reason would be from a health standpoint. It just trees are just great for you mentally, physically, spiritually, and this is, from many people's experiences as well as scientifically backed up. So it's one of those perfect almost trifecta where, if it's on your New Year's resolution to better one of them, like trees or going out in nature, it might answer that. But yeah, and then also another reason, under the right environment, trees are really meant to live a long, full life. And so by actively saying that I'm doing something like for my future, for the next generations to come, it feels very empowering because it almost feels like you have a say in this. Yeah, that's always a great, empowering feeling. And lastly, I would say it's giving me like full circle moments because I was actually born and raised in Salem. My parents still live in Salem. And so some of these neighborhoods or planting areas that we plant in, like I, grew up and I've seen what it looked like prior. And then now that we're here again planting trees, like I can't wait to see what it will look like in the future. And so it definitely has that like full circle moment. And I also check up on them when I visit my parents. It's like an old friend, it's like, hey, how are you doing?
I love that. What species are you working with for the neighborhood program?
Yeah, that's a good question. We actually have a lot of trees that you can pick from on our website. And it also depends if you're planting in front of your home, like the street. If your street is a 3 foot length, then you might have like a the species are you can choose from are from smaller ones. But if you have like 7 to 8 feet wide strip, then you can have a little bit more variety, or you can plant maybe bigger trees that wouldn't work otherwise, in like a smaller street. And then for yard trees that you plant in the front yard at your property, those would look slightly different as well. You usually get more options, I guess, in that sense, because you might not be under power lines or things like that that street trees would otherwise be in. And then for our park trees, we actually have a big list of trees that we can go to, trees that would work now, not only now, but in the future with predicted climate of this area. And so yeah, so definitely trees that are meant may not 100% be like native trees, although there are some, but trees that are gonna work well again in the future of this climate. So
Thank you. Yeah. How do you decide what neighborhoods to work in and where are you planting this season in Salem?
yeah, so the city of Salem actually decides based on equity and needs. And so there was, I think, I believe, like a study that was done where they found that certain parts of Salem had less tree canopy. And so those are the areas that we tend to focus on because we believe that everyone, socioeconomics, race, and all that shouldn't play a factor in how much tree canopy you should have. And so we focus a lot on those areas just to kind of get people involved. And so we've done mostly park planting so far, since the neighborhood trees program is still a relatively new compared to the green space program. I think this is our couple years or so into this program. And so we've done mostly park plantings, but we also do one opt-in planting in East North Lancaster neighborhoods. And the opt-in meaning that homeowners can, sign up through our website, pick the tree that they would like, and then that's where we would just plant the trees at their property. And so far, that's the only neighborhood that we do that in. But I believe in future years, we're planning to expand more so that more neighborhoods can get the benefits.
Thank you. And for our listeners, if you're curious about where Friends of Trees is planting this year, I'll put a link to that on our website so you can check it out. And just a quick update, if you're just joining us, I'm here with Winnie Kong and Katie Benedek of the organization Friends of Trees, and you're listening to Conservation Spotlight. a regular segment of Willamette Wake Up on KMUZ Community Radio 88.5 and 100.7 FM and streaming on KMUZ.org. Okay, Katie, let's shift over to the Green Space Program. Can you tell us about the natural areas that you work at in Salem and what makes these areas particularly sensitive?
Absolutely. And just for some added context, the Green Space Program, our team is not divided into regions like the Neighborhood Trees program is. So I work in Salem as well as my other three coworkers. I led one event at Orchard Heights in November, and another one of my coworkers will lead a follow-up event there in the spring. So we rotate through working in Salem and other regions. Like I said, I had my first Salem event this past December. I think I said November, but it was in December, at Orchard Heights, and it was an incredible event. And I'm really looking forward to working more in Salem. Over the past few years, we worked at Orchard Heights along Glen Creek, McKay City Park in the wetland, and at Bush Pasture Park along Pringle Creek. And as you can see, we work in riparian areas around Salem, and that's also the case in our planting project sites throughout the rest of the Portland metro area. We work alongside creeks and streams, and a lot of these sites, as the ones in Salem, face really similar challenges when dealing with invasive species, particularly Himalayan blackberry, English ivy, and hawthorn are some of the more common invasive species we see in Salem and in other places. We also deal with plants getting trampled when they're planted near trails. Like I mentioned earlier, we're planting smaller shrubs, so it can be harder to identify what's newly planted versus what's been there in the past. So people can accidentally step on them. We have unforeseen weather events, heat, drought, ice storms, etc. And then we're also planting in areas that have ash trees that will unfortunately die because of the emerald ash borer. So a big challenge that we're facing in Salem and our other sites is how to replace that spot in the ecosystem, particularly along creeks where we want to maintain shade and bank stabilization. Another challenge that we face in Salem and other areas is only being able to work on the portions of natural areas within the city of Salem borders. So that means we have to rely on other stakeholders and property owners that are along the creeks to also maintain this work and put in the time and effort to continue the enhancement and maintenance of these project areas. Something really unique about Salem, though, is the community of volunteers and crew leaders. Since Salem is our farthest project site from the Portland office, we have a different pool of volunteers and crew leaders that we share with the Neighborhood Trees program. So that does create a slight challenge with just getting recruitment numbers up, but also means that the crew leaders in Salem are even more knowledgeable both about green space and neighborhood trees planting. And it's a really strong knit and close community. And it makes those Salem events really fun. And I would really encourage listeners, if they haven't already, to come out to an event and experience what it's like to be planting in Salem.
I love that. Yeah. So as the green space specialist, what does a typical day look like for you? I know you're in the thick of planting season right now.
So to prepare for a typical planting day, I'll go out to the site a few times, meet with whatever project partner. So for Salem Plantings, that's the city of Salem. And we'll go and we'll walk the site and we'll see what's already growing, what plants we think will likely survive there, what areas need invasive species removal, what areas need bank stabilization. And we'll look for those problem areas and areas that we think will be available for volunteers to be planting. And then on the day of, we have the plants laid out, we have the flag set up. And so the day of the event, all I really need to do is facilitate. So at each planting event, we'll have a huddle with the crew leaders, go over what we're planting, why we're planting, do some context setting, and go over any unique challenges that site will face. We'll have a larger introductory remarks and orientation for all of the volunteers. And then those people will divide into crews and work with the individual crew leaders. And after that, it's my favorite part of the event when everyone is out planting, working hard, and then I get to go and plant with different groups of people, and I get to hear different people's stories and how they ended up at our event.
It was just a really fun event. So I appreciate all that you're doing in the Salem area. Same question that I posed to Winnie before. Tell me three reasons why you love trees and what impact they're making on the green spaces in Salem.
I don't know if I can list three reasons, but I can give a large, all-encompassing answer.
Go for it.
I've always loved the natural world and being outside and felt a calling to work in the environmental field in some capacity. I have a background in environmental science, ecology, and forestry, and I've done a huge variety of field work. I love being able to look around me in the woods, or even just at a small spot on the ground. And I love to be able to identify the living things around me using a twig or a leaf or bud or bark pattern. And it provides a sense of familiarity and place. And I think it's all about relationships at Friends of Trees and in natural work. I think the more we know about plants and the connections we feel towards them, the more we value our natural spaces and feel motivated towards maintaining and enhancing them. And the wonderful thing I think about this work at Friends of Trees, planting trees and shrubs, is that you can really see the results of your work season to season. It's so encouraging for me and for volunteers to go back to a place that we planted and think, like, I planted that. I see a tree that I planted, or a shrub, or a grass. I did the work in my community. And the impact on green spaces in Salem is really apparent. At McKay City Park, for example, year after year, we're seeing and hearing more birds returning to the wetland, and seeing wildlife and water quality physically improve it's a huge motivator for me. And seeing other people experience that same situation is all a part of the work that Friends of Trees strives towards. I think building community and stewardship are even more lasting impacts around green spaces, and I really see that strong community presence in Salem.
Thank you, Katie. That was great. So I know that you both are extremely busy right now, with all of your plantings. You have a lot on your plate. How can our listeners support and engage with Friends of Trees? Is there still time to get involved this planting season?
Absolutely. We have several events coming up through the end of the season. Listeners can find them at friendsoftrees.org/calendar. But the events are February 10th at Ellen Lane Park, March 16th at Orchard Heights, and April 13th at North and East Lancaster neighborhoods. So the best way is to come out and volunteer and sign up for events.
And to add on to that, our main volunteer are planting volunteers. So those are the ones, that get plants or trees in the ground. But we also offer other types of volunteer if those are a little bit too physically much. And so we have registration. So it'll be like in the morning, to sign people up to make sure they have their forms and all that. And we provide training, in the morning. So we have the registration role. We also have the staging role, and this is for those that are early birds that just wants to stay for maybe part of the morning.
I'd also like to plug our crew leader trainings. If you're really excited about planting, want some extra leadership opportunity, and want to share that knowledge with others, we usually offer Winnie, maybe you can speak better to when the Salem Crew Leader trainings are, but that would be a great opportunity for folks to come and get even more involved in the organization.
Yeah, I'm not sure off the top of my head, but I believe it was like September where we offer. It might be going into in person, but it might also be remote. We're still kind of figuring that out. But it's like a training that opens up like a portal, and we have training modules for crew leaders to kind of learn from. And then we also do like an in-person training, and that happens the first planting of the year in Salem. So, yeah.
Winnie and Katie, what do you recommend for people wanting to maintain their own trees and shrubs?
First thing I'll say is find the right place for the right plant. Wanting to plant a tree or shrub is a great first step, but when you're thinking about having the best impact on yourself and the surrounding environment, it's really important to pick the right plants, whether it's for pollinators, shade, water management, whatever you're looking for. Personally, I use a lot of different resources when curating plant lists for natural areas. Some of my go-tos are the Xerces Society website and Native Plants PNW. At green space events, we primarily plant and mulch native trees and shrubs, and I would encourage anyone there to come talk to us or any of the other super knowledgeable volunteers at events about what their favorite plants and resources are.
Yeah, and my recommendation is to honestly just look at our resources online. We actually have information on mulching, watering, pruning, or all those resources that are just kind of from our fingertips. And so those are definitely very helpful. And if you have any questions at all, like regarding your tree or anything, we also have an email that you can reach out to, and you can provide your questions and maybe even pictures if applicable. And we have several certified arborists on our team that can definitely help, and hopefully through like the pictures in question, kind of guide you to the right resolution.
Well, that is amazing. We'll have to have a link to that email on our website along with this episode. Thank you so much. Both of you, if you could ask the community to make one change in relation to the work that you do, what would that be?
The community in Salem does so much already. We really wouldn't be able to do the impactful work we do without the support we have from donors, volunteers, and crew leaders. But if I could say one thing, it would be to show up at our events and for other organizations with an open mind and a willingness to share and learn. Community is the backbone of meaningful and lasting change, and you never know who you might reach or how you might grow yourself in our shared outdoor work.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I have basically the same answer for that. But, maybe like within your family or whatnot, like you can do a new volunteer event once a month or once every couple months. And it could be like a little mini tradition that you start doing just to get out there in nature. Just start like these small implementations that maybe you can even start smaller than that. And those small impacts really, create something bigger. And if everyone does it, that's a bigger effort.
Thank you. Yeah, New Year, that's a great resolution to have is to plant a tree, get outside with your community and your family and friends. Winnie and Katie, I want to thank you for taking the time to chat with me today. I really appreciate it and I wish you a successful rest of your planting season. I've been talking with staff from the Friends of Trees about the relationship between community and our environment and the positive impact that we can all make. And I'm your host, Morgan Neal, Outreach Coordinator for the Polk SWCD. Thank you for taking a few minutes to share the light with us. We're grateful for a community of conservation-minded folks who know the importance of partnerships. If you would like more information about any of these topics and upcoming events, please visit our website, polkswcd.com, and our Facebook page for follow-up information, including a link to the Friends of Trees website and their upcoming planting dates in Salem. And if you liked what you heard here on the Conservation Spotlight, tune in next month to KMUZ at 100.7 or 88.5 FM, the third Wednesday of every month during Willamette Wake Up. Thanks for listening and your light shining.